弟兄姐妹们平安
，Brothers and sisters, peace。
今天早上那个我们今天我刚今天早上起来的时候，我看天气有点阴啊，但是后来太阳就出来了。
When I woke up this morning, the sky was somewhat overcast, but later on, turned sunny and bright.
然后我就心里很高兴啊，今天感谢主给我们一个很好的一天。
And so I was very thankful that the Lord gave us such beautiful weather today.
结果我一出门的时候，看到我车子上全部都是绿色。
But when I went outside, I saw my car. There was this green film all over it.
很多的那个 pollen 就是花粉，对，很多的花粉在车上。
Yeah, so there was a lot of pollen on my car.
然后我就有点怕，因为我实在是很怕花粉。
And I was somewhat afraid because I'm allergic to pollen.
花粉到一个地步会让晚上睡觉的时候都没有办法呼吸。
And sometimes that actually caused me to be unable to breathe well at night.
我感谢主啊，主爱吸引我们，虽然有这一点点的障碍，但是还是主吸引我们来到他的面前。
Well, I truly thank the Lord that He's drawn us here by His love, even though there are certain hindrances like the pollen.
好，那我们开始前，我们先有一个祷告。
So before we start, let's begin with a word of prayer.
其实我们感谢你，让我们能够来到你面前。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that you have brought us into your presence.
主，因为我们知道说你爱我们，且爱我们到底。
We know that you loved us and you loved us to the uttermost.
主，你保护我们如同保护眼中的瞳人一般。
You are protecting us like you are protecting a beloved one.
主，真的是今天，让我们今天来到你面前，能够更多的认识你。
May as we come into your presence, may we truly get to know you better.
主真的是那世人智慧与启示灵多多与我们同在。
May that may that spirit of wisdom and truth be with us.
主真的是求主真的是保守我们在这边做主传讲的。主耶稣也在所有的弟兄姐妹，主我们都保守看顾在你的面前。
Lord, please take care of Guy, the one who speaks, and all those who listen here.
主我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray this all in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，今天我要跟弟兄姐妹讲一个题目是，就是从那个使徒行传22章里面保罗的一个见证里面所讲的一句话。
Today I'll be sharing from a word which Paul spoke in Acts chapter 22 in his testimony in that chapter.
他问了一个问题啊，那问题就是说，主啊，你是谁？
The question he asked in that chapter was, Lord, who are you?
那我想我们就请弟兄姐妹，我们也许我们可以读这一小段。好，我们读第三节到第十一节，22章的第三节到十一节。
So I'd like to ask brothers and sisters if we could read from chapter 22, verse 3 through 11.
在使徒行传第22章的第三节。好，我们看到，我们一起念，我们请。
If we have it on the screen behind us, let's start reading together.
我们英文、中文一起念。
Let's read English and Chinese together.
保罗说，我原
是犹太人，生在基利加大
处，长在城里，
born in Tarsus,
长在城里
in Cilicia,
在加玛
列门下，
照着我们
祖宗严谨的律法受教，照着我们祖
宗严谨的律法受
教，taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous toward God, as ye all are this day. And I persecuted this way unto the death, binding and delivering into prisons both men and women. And also the high priest does bear me witness.And all the state of elders, from whom I also received letters unto the brethren that went to Damascus, to bring them which were bound there bound to Jerusalem to be punished. And it came to pass as I made my journey, was about nigh unto Damascus about noon, suddenly there shone a light from heaven great around me.I fell to the ground and heard a voice say unto me, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And I answered, Who art thou, Lord? And he said unto me, I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest. And they that were with me saw indeed the light and were afraid. But they heard not the voice of him that spake to me. And I said, What shall I do, Lord? And the Lord said unto me, Arise and go to Damascus, and there it shall be told thee of things which are appointed for thee to do. And when I could not see for the glory of the light, being led by the hand of them that were with me, I came into Damascus.
好，那这边我们读过了，好，这边我们很明显的看出来是保罗的一个见证。
So we could see very clearly here, this is Paul testifying of his experience.
那这个见证事实上在使徒行传，我们最近在礼拜晚上在读使徒行传，那这一段的那个所发生的事情，事实上使徒行传记载了三次，所以有它很重要的地方。
The events that are mentioned here, actually they are mentioned three times in Acts, so we can see that this is something that God wants to emphasize here.
那它第一次记载是在使徒行传第九章，就是当时发生的情形。
And the first time it's mentioned is in Acts chapter 9 when the event itself actually occurred.
第二次是在保罗在这个地方对当时的犹太人，耶路撒冷犹太人做见证。
Second time it's mentioned is here in chapter 22 when Paul was testifying before the Jewish.
还有第三次是在使徒行传第26章，保罗再次做了一个次见证。
And later on in Acts chapter 26, Paul again testified.
因此这个见证我想对保罗他自己这个人来讲有很大的那个冲击，很大的印象。
So because of all these three repetitions, I believe Paul felt that this these events really was special to him.
因为在保罗，我们知道保罗这个人原本他也是在活在一个宗教世界的一个人。We
know that Paul lived in a very religious world.
他从小在这边第三节讲，他从小是在加玛列的门下，然后受严密的律法受教。
As in verse 3, it says he grew up at the feet of Gamaliel and was taught according to all the perfect manner of the law. Even though he said he knew God, he did not know Jesus. So we know that here that Paul, or actually Saul, was trying to use letters from Jerusalem to capture Christians from Damascus.
所以当时就有一个人，他就看到异象，一个大光照了他，他就扑倒在地。
But as he was going there, a great light shone on him and he fell to the ground.
那事实上他在时候这个地方呢，他问了一个，他我们这边我们今天讲第一个问题，他事实上这边问了两个问题。
And we see here, my message is about one of his questions, but you see here he actually asks two questions.
他第一个问题是说第九节，他说主啊，你是谁？
And he first asked, Lord, who are you?
其实他这件事情，其实你这个他问这个问题其实是有点奇怪，因为你知道他说既然是主，他就是主嘛，那为什么又说你是谁呢？
And actually, some might ask, why should he ask the question at all? Because when he said, Lord, who are you? He already knew that he was Lord. But he knew that this was the Lord who was doing something, but he did not know who this Lord was in relation to him. And thus, Jesus responded, I'm Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest.
其实老实讲，其实保罗那时候并没有逼迫耶稣啊，他是逼迫了基督徒。Technically
speaking, Paul wasn't persecuting Jesus; he was persecuting the followers of Jesus.
所以从这段你知道，当有人要逼迫基督徒的时候，事实上就逼迫了我们的主。But
what we see from this passage is that when we persecute those who follow Jesus, we persecute Jesus in effect.
那第二个，他事实上问的问题是说，主啊，我当做什么？
The second question he then asks is, in verse 10, it says, What should I do, Lord?
当一个人信主之后，他原来里面所要觉得很重要的事情，突然他会觉得好像不是这么重要，只好给他一个新的眼光，看一个新的世界。
Many times when we believe on the Lord, we will realize that the things we want to do are not as important, and we will start to look to the Lord to ask what he wants us to do.
他当时觉得最重要的事情就是把基督徒抓起来。
At first, what he thought was that the most important thing was to round up these Christians and to put them in prison. But after the Lord's light shone in his heart, he realized that those things weren't important anymore.
他说，主啊，我当做什么？
And he asked, Lord, what should I do?
那今天，我只专注在第一个问题，不过我想先 一点也是你讲第二个主，我当做什么？其实当时主没有叫保罗做什么事情。
Today, even though we're going to be talking about the first question, I'd like to spend a little time on the second question. So, when Paul asked, Lord, what should I do? Our God did not really actually tell him to do anything specific. We know that eventually Paul was someone who was used mightily by God.
但是当被主所得着之后呢，他在主面前所做的第一件事情，主叫他做什么呢？
But when Paul believed here on the Lord, what was the first thing that the Lord told him to do?
就是主借了一个弟兄，叫亚拿尼亚，就是帮他施浸。
The first thing that actually happened to him was that God sent Ananias, a brother, to baptize Paul.
所以呢，当我们信主之后，我们主的光进入我们以后，我们当做什么呢？
So after the Lord's light enters into us, what is the first thing that we should do?
就像这边保罗讲了，他就像保罗这边后来接续，我没有念到，不过他就是后来就受了浸。
So we can what happened is to Paul here was that afterwards he got baptized.
接受了一个小的弟兄帮他施浸。
And he submitted to a brother baptizing him.
那个弟兄，其实我们如果读在第九章，你会知道那个弟兄其实刚开始他蛮害怕的。
If you read Acts chapter 9, you would know that this brother was actually very afraid.
因为亚拿尼亚他在祷告里面，主让他去帮保罗施浸。可是呢，他知道保罗是专门抓基督徒的。So
Ananias prayed and God told him to baptize Paul, but he was afraid because he knew that Paul was there to capture Christians.
他专门迫害基督徒。He
was basically specifically there to target Christians.
但是神要他去帮保罗施浸。
But God told him, you have to go and baptize Paul.
这个弟兄就顺服主的带领，去帮保罗施浸。
And so this brother obeyed the will of God, and he went and baptized Paul.
那我们今天回到我们这边要讲的，就是今天的第一个他主的问题，就是保罗所讲的问题，就是说主啊，你是谁？
But let's return to the first question Paul asked, which is, Lord, who are you?
所以我想有很多弟兄姐妹其实有分享过，其实在我们信主之后，我们在主面前有一个很重要的问题。 我们要常常在主面前能够思想。第一个就是主啊，你是谁？让我们多多认识主。第二个就问说，主啊，我当做什么？I
trust brothers and sisters, many of you have shared on this before, but I'd like to point out again, as Christians, what we should think about first is, Lord, who are you? And in term to get to know the Lord, and secondly, Lord, what should I do?
因为保罗这个人是原本他自己认为他是很有看见的一个人。
Because Paul originally thought he had great insight into life.
但是当主的光照他之后呢，其实大家知道，他这边看他光照他之后，他当时的眼睛是瞎了，他看不见了。But
we see here actually when the Lord's light shone on him, actually for a while his eyes became blind.
但是他里面的眼睛明亮起来了。But
his inner eyes were actually opened.
他知道他所说的主，他所要认识主乃是主耶稣基督。And
he knew that the God he should serve was the Lord Jesus Christ.
因此认识主耶稣基督是我们在这一生里面很重要的，主要我们学习的功课。So
to get to understand the Lord more deeply is a lesson that we all as Christians should be doing.
我们虽然有的人认识也许主只有一年两年时间，有的人认识主二三十年时间，但是我们这一生都要学习一直认识主，直到主的再来，直到或是主把我们接到荣耀面去。So
maybe some of us only got to know the Lord for a year, and some of us have believed for 20 years. Either way, God really wants us to get to know Him until He comes back or until we go to see Him.
那我今天是想用那个在约翰福音里面。 约翰他在约翰福音里面记载，主耶稣有讲过了，七次讲到说，我是谁。And
so today to talk more about who the Lord is, I'd like to share the seven I am's that John mentioned in his Gospel of John about who the Lord.
因为我们知道说，也许我们弟兄姐妹刚刚才读过在约翰福音那。 好像礼拜五在学生团契也是在读约翰福音。Yeah,
so we know that actually we just finished reading John in the Friday night Bible study, and we know that at the NGIT Bible study we are reading the book of John.
因为在约翰福音里面，约翰当时是在老年的时候写的约翰福音。We
know that John wrote his gospel when he was at an elderly age.
那我们知道说约翰在当时老约翰写这约翰福音的。 一个很重要，当然有圣灵感动他写的这本书。不过有一个很重要原因，就是当时在他老年的时候，在教会的光景有了。
We know that the Holy Spirit inspired John to write the gospel, but we also know that the context he was writing in was that the church at that time was already weak and fallen.
因为当时的教会已经不把主当成主的那个光景放在主的放在教会的里面。
Because the church at that time had already fallen away from placing God as their focal point.
所以因此，约翰在约翰福音里面，借了一些的篇幅讲了说主他自己讲他是谁。
And so John, in his gospel, he used the Lord's quotes from the Lord Jesus himself to describe who our Lord Jesus was. In reality, our Lord Jesus himself also placed great weight on this matter.
如果大家记得的话，在马太福音第十六章的时候，主耶稣就我们礼拜晚上弟兄有提到，他特别就问到说，问在一些门徒那面前，他问门徒说，他们说我是谁？
In fact, if you remember Matthew chapter 16, in it, Jesus brings some of his disciples to him and says, who do people say that I am?
那有人就说他是许约翰，有人他说他是以利亚。
Some people said, oh, Jesus is John the Baptist. Others say, oh, some people say you are Elijah.
或者说他是先知里面的一位。
Or that he's one of the prophets.
但是主耶稣就特别转到门徒说，你们说我是谁？
But then Jesus focused on the disciples and he said, who do you say that I am?
所以你知道主耶稣很重视我们说他是谁。
And so we see here the Lord Jesus wants us to know who he is.
到底我们认识主是怎么样的一个主。
And what kind of a God we see our Lord Jesus as.
所以彼得就回答了。
And so Peter responded.
彼得说你是基督。
He said, you are the Christ.
你是永生神的儿子。
The son of the living God.
当时主耶稣怎么讲啊？
And how did Jesus respond?
其实说这是他说这是我天上的父子是你的。
And he said, this is what my father from heaven told you.
因此我们认识主其实不是我们脑筋来认识，其实是很多时候，其实都是我们的圣灵，借着我们主耶稣借着圣灵把他的启示放在我们里面。
So we see here oftentimes when we know the Lord, it's not through our own knowledge, but it's rather through the Holy Spirit which talks in our hearts.
当我们认识主以后呢，当我们认识主是基督，主是主耶稣是神的儿子之后呢，主就把更大启示放在我们当中。
When we recognize the Lord as Christ, then God will place greater revelations in our hearts.
主就当时把教会启示给彼得。
And so in Matthew, the Lord Jesus gave the revelation of the church to Peter.
他说我要将我的教会建立在磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And he said, I'll establish the church on that rock, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it.
所以因此我们的对主的认识是一步一步的。
And so we see here, getting to know the Lord requires several different steps.
好，那我们就先讲第一个。那因为其实事实上，按照在约翰福音来讲，在严格来讲，其实主耶稣讲了八次，我是。
To be technical, there's actually 8 times in John where Jesus says, I am.
那其实第八次他没有讲我是什么，但是主耶稣在就是当。 他跟当时人在对话的时候，主耶稣说，在亚伯拉罕之前就已经有了我。But
we know that when Jesus was talking with certain of the Jewish, he said before Abraham was, I am.
英文是有 I am， 就是中文很难翻译啊，但是就有我是在，我按原文翻过来就是说，在亚伯拉罕之前就我是。
It's hard to translate into Chinese, but basically what it means is that before Abraham existed, our Lord Jesus was already there.
你知道在我是这两个字，事实上在旧约里面，只有我们的耶和华神这样讲过。他说我是自由拥有的神。And
we know that in the Old Testament, when we hear the word I am, it's actually in reference to God who says, I am that everlasting God.
所以主耶稣这样讲，表明他就是神。
And so when our Lord Jesus actually said that, that indicated to everyone that he was God.
好，我们讲，我们来，我们先看第一个，第一个主耶稣讲的，我是。Let's
look at the first I am in the book of John.
第一个主耶稣所讲就是，他说我是，第约翰福音，也许我们可以看一下，约翰福音第六章。Let's
look, the first I am is mentioned in John chapter 6.
第六章第二十，我们先看26节，好。
Let's look first at John chapter 6, verse 26.
晚念就好。直接是回答说，只是在告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是因吃饼得饱。
Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled.
35节,
Verse 35.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的必定不永远不渴。
And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst.
第48节, 主耶稣再次讲到说，我就是生命的粮。
Verse 48, Jesus again said, I am that bread of life.
你知道当时在主耶稣讲这个我是生命的粮之前，我想弟兄姐妹很多大概都知道，就是说当时主行了一个很大的神迹。
I'm sure brothers and sisters know that before Jesus said, I am the bread of life, that Jesus actually performed a great miracle.
就是主耶稣行那个五饼二鱼的神迹。
That is, he performed the miracle of the five loaves and the two fish.
因此当时很多人就要去找耶稣，在行了这神迹之后。
So after this miracle was performed, many people went looking for Jesus.
那当他们那时候找没找到，后来终于找到主了。
So at first they couldn't find him, but when they did find him,
他就说，他们就对主说，他说，拉比，你几时到这里来？就蛮客气，哎，你什么时候来这的，老师？
And when they found him, they said, Rabbi, when did you come here?
那主耶稣在26节就很好像很不给情面的，就直接讲明说，我实在告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见了神迹，乃是要吃饼得饱。
And Jesus, well, Jesus in response, he put it very bluntly. He said, okay, verily I say to you, you came not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled.
因为我们知道说在约翰福音里面，主耶稣讲，提到神迹的时候，事实上他只是神迹在英文里面只是一个sign，就是一个指路的一个指标一样的东西。
We know that in John, actually, the miracles that Jesus performed, they were actually supposed to be called signs or a guidance for people to come to some conclusion.
主耶稣行神迹，他的事实上，他所要带出来只是来带到主耶稣他自己，主耶稣基督他自己。
Jesus, when he performed miracles, what he wanted people to do was to realize who he was and come before him with that attitude.
但是，在你知道这边的犹太人，他们来找耶稣，他的目的是为了。 拿那个饼吃啊，吃饱肚子。
But we know that the Jewish, when they came to Jesus, they were actually looking for more food to eat.
所以说，其实那时候的人其实跟现在的人也差不了太多啊。
So we see the people then, they're not much different from us today.
我们常常来到所追求的，也常常就是为了我们的肚腹。很多，也许都还没有信主的人，很多人就是为了肚腹问题。
Many times, we even as Christians or even as unbelievers, many times what we seek in this life is to satisfy ourselves.
那其实也许在我们我的前一代来讲，他们真的是有这种，也许因为战争原因，可能有很多吃不饱的时候。
Now, in the previous generations from this, maybe because it was due to the war, but many times they couldn't eat very well.
但是事实上，我们活在美国这个地方，说在，你要没有东西吃，好像也蛮难的哈。Living
here in America, however, it's kind of hard actually not to find somewhere to eat.
如果真的没有东西吃，政府还会给你食物券给你。
And if you really can't buy any food, the government we know will give you food stamps.
那我们其实在这边生长的问题不是吃不饱，而是
So we see that's why in this country the problem really isn't how less we've been eating, but rather we eat too much and we have to lose some weight.
所以在这个我们在这个国家就发生一个问题，就是好像因着外体的肥胖产生出许多的问题出来，比如说糖尿病啊，其他各种各方面的问题出来。
And so we see in this country because of the outward gain of weight, many of us have problems such as diabetes, etc.
但是没有想到说，它的里面，主耶稣所重视是里面的饱不饱的问题，是我们灵里面饱不饱的问题。But
we see here that the Lord Jesus is concerned whether or not our inner being is filled, not with our physical body.
所以说我们在主面前聚集啊。 我们重视是人，我们来到主这个人，他里面的灵有没有得到主
So when we gather together, we should be concerned with people whether or not their spirit is filled.
如果这个人, 在主面前得到了主，主说他就是生命粮，他这个人在里面会有饱足。
But we know that the Lord here says that He is the bread of life, and those who come to Him will be filled.
因为我们知道说，我们其实人从小到大，我们在没认识主之前，我们一直有一些的渴望，好，比如说小的时候，父母讲就说你要成绩好，以后就会好前途。
Now we know that growing up, that we always have anticipations or expectations. For example, our parents would say, if you study well, if you have good grades, you'll have a bright future.
但是当我们拿到我们的学位之后呢，我们工作之后，好像觉得也就是这样，好像里面并没有得到很大满足。
But after you get your degree, after you get your job, you start to realize that is this all there is to life?
有了，也许我们，比如说我们弟兄姐妹，也许我们也在为，也许有弟兄姐妹刚拿到博士学位啊，我们当中刚拿到博士学位。
Maybe there are some monks who just received their PhDs.
也许我想，可能刚开始可能会蛮高兴的啦。
Maybe at first you'll be very joyful.
可是也许过了一两个月，你会觉得好像里面还是不满足。
But maybe after 2 months or so, you realize I'm still not satisfied.
是不是我们应该，也许结婚就好了
？Maybe it's time to get married.
结果你知道，结果你结婚以后，就还是一样，里面还是有很多满足。
So after you get married, you suddenly realize, oh, there's so many things that I'm not satisfied with.
所以我们就知道，其实我们里面的坑，有人讲，我们里面的欲望就好像一个无底坑一样，你一直丢一直丢，它还是不满，因为它底下是空的。
So we realize that our desires are like a bottomless pit. We keep throwing things into it, but we never are truly satisfied.
这唯有我们认识耶稣之后，主说他让我们得到饱足。
But we see that the Lord Jesus said that if we believe on Him and we follow Him, we will be satisfied.
所以我想主耶稣在这边讲到说，主是他说我是生命的饼啊，至少我想有两个意义。
So I feel here there are two significant aspects we can learn from the Lord Jesus saying He is the bread of life.
第一个是讲到我们生命，我们里面生命得到饱足。
The first aspect is that it speaks of our life being filled.
所以在我们认识主之后，我们原本里面那个空的感觉，好满啊。
It's that after we believe on the Lord, that emptiness in our life should be filled by Him.
就好像在大卫，我想大卫在主面前是一个常常跟主亲近的一个人。
We know, for example, that David in the Bible was someone who often drew nigh to God.
就好像他在诗篇，他十六篇，他有讲过一句话。
In Psalm 16, he once said this.
他讲说，在你面前有满足的喜乐。
Before you, I am filled with pleasures and joy.
在你右手里面有永远的福乐。
On your right hand are pleasures evermore.
因为只有主能够满足我们里面的需要。
Because only the Lord can satisfy our innermost desires.
所以因此呢，当我们在主面前聚集的时候，我有时候看到，譬如说，有时候，在有些教会啊，也许他譬如说节日啊，去找一些，譬如说。Homeless people, 给他们吃点东西啊，这样子。
I know that when we gather together, sometimes for certain churches, they would invite homeless people to come in and they would feed them.
Yeah, 我觉得这也蛮好的，这因为让他们这些 homeless people 就是无家可归，有些东西吃，这也蛮好的。
I think it's pretty good that that people can help the homeless because they don't have anywhere to stay and they don't have anything to eat.
但是我想在教会最重要的是要把这些人带到主的面前来。
But I think the most important aspect of the church is to bring these people to God.
如果这一面的灵它里面没有饱足的话，虽然外面吃饱了，它里面还是空的。
If their spirit is not filled, it doesn't matter whether or not they actually get to eat because their outward being will get hungry again.
我们必须让这个朋友或是这个有困难的人必须来到主面前，让主成为他的满足。
We need to bring people who have troubles before the Lord so that He can satisfy them.
那第二个，我想，主讲说我是粮了。我想他第二个他讲到说，主是粮的意义就是，当我们吃饱之后，我们这个人才会有力量。
The second aspect I think of being the bread of life is that when we partake of the Lord, we can have strength.
因为我们常常在神面前那个，有时候我们在神面前软弱。
Because many times before the Lord, we are weak. Because we don't often go before the Lord to partake of Him. Our Lord said that His bread, body can be eaten and His blood can be drunk. Every week we gather here, we break bread, and why are we doing that? That's because we want to remember our Lord. To remember the Lord who died for us and who resurrected for us.
但我想有另外一个, 有一个意思在里面, 主事实上是真的希望我们能够常常在他面前能够吃喝饮用我们的主。
But what we see also is that the Lord wants us also to eat and drink of Him.
让我们在主面前, 因着主在我们面, 我们能够得到饱足。
And to have the Lord in us so that we can be strengthened.
好, 我们讲第二个, 哈, 讲第二个。
Let's talk about the second I am.
那第二个的话是讲到说主, 我们看一下在第八章, 约翰, 我们都在今天大家讲的在约翰福音, 第八章的第十二节。
Let's look now at John chapter 8, verse 12.
第八章十二节, 这是主耶稣讲的第二个, 我是。
John chapter 8, verse 12.
耶稣, 第十二节, 耶稣又对众人说, 我是世界的光, 跟从我的就不在黑暗里走,
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
然后还有, 一节是第九章的第五节,
and also in chapter 9, verse 5, it says,
我在世上的时候是世界的光,
As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
所以这边主耶稣讲到说他是世界的光。
So we see here it says that Jesus is the light of the world.
他又讲了说跟从我的就不在黑暗隐形必要得着生命的光。
And it says that he that follows our Lord shall not walk in darkness but shall have the light of life.
那主耶稣讲这段话的时候事实上有发生了两件事情。
When our Lord Jesus said these, there, two things happened in its context.
那第一个件事我想大家就比较熟悉的就是主耶稣让一个原本生来瞎的人能够看见。We
know that around this time our Lord Jesus caused someone who was blind to be able to see.
那事实上在这之前事实上还发生了另外一件事情就是第八章之后都是讲到有一个 行淫的妇人被抓了，然后他们把她带到主耶稣基督面前，问主耶稣怎么办。
And we know that also in chapter 8 that it talked about a woman who was committing adultery was brought into Jesus' presence.
那当这个被行淫的妇人，他们主要是为了要试探主。
And the Pharisees were trying to tempt Jesus by bringing her to him to see what he would do.
你知道那时候主耶稣，他那时候是在那个。 如果我们看约翰福音就知道，当时主耶稣是在地上画字。
We know that in John, that John describes Jesus in response, he wrote on the ground.
他一开始没有讲什么话。
He didn't say anything at first, he just wrote on the ground.
好，那当时那个犹太人就一直逼他说。
But the Jewish people continued to nag him.
然后我们主就站起来说，你们当中若没有罪的，可以先拿石头丢他。
And so finally our Lord stood up and he said, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her.
主耶稣，我们最近的弟兄姐妹也许都读过，然后圣经讲得很清楚，他说从老的到少的，就一个个走开了。And
the Bible clearly states that the Jewish left from the eldest to the youngest.
因为为什么呢? 因为年纪越大呢，你犯的罪越多。
Why is that? Because we know that the older you are, the more sins you probably have committed.
所以老的就先走了，因为他没有办法丢他，因为他自己有罪。
And so the elder ones left first because they did realize they had sins.
那年轻的想一想，哎，我确实是在主面前也的光景也是犯罪的光景。
And the youngest ones, they thought about it a while and they also realized they also had sins, so they also left.
所以呢，主在这边讲到说，他说他是世界的光。
And so when our Lord says here, I'm the light of the world,
当主的话到我们里面来的时候，
when the Lord's word enters into our heart,
原本我们这个人是不觉得自己有罪的。
Many times we often think we don't have any sins.
我们觉得这个人我们自己道德还蛮好的。
We think we have great moral principles.
就像当时犹太人把一个行淫的妇人抓到主面前去。
Just like the Jewish who dragged this woman, adulterous woman to our Lord.
他们觉得比那个行淫妇人好太多了。
They thought we're better than that woman.
但是当主一讲话的时候, 主的光就到了他们里面去。
But when our Lord spoke, His light pierced people, the people's eyes.
虽然这些人都很多人都还不信，都不信主耶稣。
Even though these people didn't believe on our Lord Jesus at the time,
但是他们里面就因着主的话，让他们没有办法哦，来逼迫主，来继续来好像要打这个行淫的妇人。
But our Lord's words caused them to realize and to stop their action because they knew they couldn't do it.
哦，所以主特别在这边讲说，他说他世界的光，当他来到世界的时候。 在黑暗里面有了光。
So that's why Jesus said he is the light of the world, that when he's come, light comes into this world of darkness.
他第二个其实主在这边第九章，他讲到一个生来瞎眼的一个人。
In chapter 9, like we said before, Jesus spoke these words in context of a blind man.
那你知道当时门徒他看到这个瞎眼的人，他就问主啊，他就讲说， 是这个人生来有，是这个人有因为他犯罪原因瞎眼呢，还是他父母犯罪的关系？
So we know that the disciples, when they saw this blind person, the first question they asked was it this man who committed sin, or was it his parents?
所以我们当我们，你知道我们人哈，有常常犯这种问题，就是当我们看见一个人发生什么事情之后，就说他是不是犯了什么罪。
So many times we also make this mistake. When we see people, when they're in trouble, the first question that comes to our mind is maybe they did something wrong.
就好像我们这个最近在读那个约伯记。
Yeah. It's just like in the book of Job in the Bible.
像约伯记，你知道，他当时他在主面前有。 因着主允许，所以他在主面前受了很多的危难。We
know that Job, in the Bible, that he experienced many sufferings and he lost a lot of things.
你知道，当他三个朋友来到他面前的时候，他们的论调就是说，一定是你犯了罪，或是一定或是你的儿女犯了罪，所以你才是造成这种光景。
And so when his three friends came before him, what they said was not to encourage him, but rather they kept saying, oh, you must have done something wrong. You must have disobeyed God or something.
好，主，我们常常在神面前，好像在人的面前，不先亲近主问这件事情怎么发生，常常就先论断了一些的事情。
Many times when we have issues, oftentimes we don't come before God and ask Him, but we just start judging.
那主耶稣其实对那个瞎眼人他讲说，对这门徒讲，他说不是这个人犯的罪，也不是他父母犯的罪，他说要显出神的作为出来。And
Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the work of God should be made manifest in him.
所以呢，主让我们能够知道说，因着他医治这个瞎眼，知道说。 他这个瞎眼后来信了，后来知道主耶稣是神的儿子，他信了神，信了主。
So our Lord Jesus, He healed this blind man in order that the blind man can see that who our Lord Jesus is and believe on Him.
主耶稣成为他这个瞎眼心里面生命的光。
And our Lord Jesus became the light of this person.
他原来是瞎眼看不见的，因为主的医治，让他能够看见神，能够知道说主就是主，就是神。
So in this physical sense, our Lord Jesus opened the eyes and caused them to see the light.
Yeah, 所以说我们常常在我们没相信神的时候，其实我们很多时候在活在一种看不见神的光景里面。So
we see oftentimes when we still haven't believed on the Lord, we live in a state of darkness.
我还记得我在那个大学的时候，那有一次我就会这个大学就是常常出去玩，就跑出去玩的时候，我们在等那个 bus 站等车的时候。 有一个，我们有一个小的书房，就是学校的一个书房。So
I remember back in my days at college, when we wanted to go on a trip somewhere, we would go to the bus stop, and next to the bus stop, there was a little bookstore.
然后我就看到那个那里面有几个，我们那个学校原来是个基督教大学，可能从来不传福音给我们的大学。
And I'd like to point out, my school was a Christian college, but they never exactly spread the gospel to me before. So I looked and I saw several students praying, kneeling down and praying inside a bookstore.
我就觉得他们大好时间不出去玩,
and I thought, why are they spending their time praying there? They should be out praying. But that scene really impacted my life.
所以我没有想到我信了之后，我也常常在那边祷告。And what
happened was that when I believed on the Lord, I ended up praying with them there many times as well.
所以就是我想说，就是当我们没信主的时候，你会觉得看见神是多么的困难啊。Many
times, so I realized that when I didn't believe on the Lord, when I saw others do pray and stuff, I would say that's a waste of time.
三次但主的光进入里面后，让我们能够真的是能够知道主是何等宝贵主，我们愿意常常在他面前能够亲近他。But
when His light enters into us, we truly can see how we ought to treasure our Lord.
我再举个例子，我以前在就算信主之后，我们这个人如果没有主的光呢，光照引后，我们常常为我们旧的那个观念思想控制住了，我们都没有办法突破。
Even after we believe on the Lord, many times if we don't have His light in us, we often will revert to our old sinful nature.
And
it's only through the Lord's light shining in us that we can see Him.
我记得我以前刚来美国的时候，我们那时候，我这个例子举过，因为我大部分以前同学大部分都是香港或台湾来的。
I remember when I first came to America, many of my friends, they were either from Taiwan or from Hong Kong.
然后在那个查经的那个 Bible study里面，大部分是台湾或香港。
And in our Bible study, most of the people were from Taiwan or Hong Kong.
那我们有时候会有几位大陆来的一些同学，或是访问学子。
And so we would have sometimes some exchange students or fellow students from mainland China.
我那时候才二十多岁，他们大概都比我大个十岁，我二十岁，三十四十多岁。
And sometimes these fellow students, they'll be 10 or 20 or 30 years older than me.
我就邀请，有时候我们邀请他们来查经啊，来跟我们在一起。
And I will invite them to have Bible study with me.
他就说不行不行，他说我们是信奉马列主义的。
I would invite them, but they would say, no, I'm from Communist China, so I can't. They said, I can't come to Bible study.
后来结果就算我们邀了他一来，勉强来了一两次，就看我们在一起读那个圣经。
And a few times I managed to get them to come, but they saw us just reading, you know, the Bible together.
然后你知道我们那时候的圣经不是这个，是红色。对，赵总应该以前知道，我们以前的圣经是红色红边的。像赵总那种红色。
In the past, like brother has it is the Bible we use. It had a red edge to it.
他说我以前我们在大陆读那个红皮书啊，怎么来这边又读这个红皮书？
And my friends from mainland China said in China we're reading the little red books, and here we're still reading little red books.
他们就一直说我们不可能的，不可能的。
And they said, oh, we can, really can't believe we can't believe what you're telling.
后来结果我忘记了神有大能啊。
I forgot that our God had great mercy and great power.
因为他们一直这样讲，结果我自己也被影响了。我就说，哦，对，大陆来就是都不可能的。<laughs> And
I forgot it because these people from China kept saying it, so I started believing them. I started thinking, oh, yeah, they have no hope.
结果主耶稣真的让我大开眼界啊！But
the Lord opened my eyes.
结果你知道，现在我们在聚会里面，我们大部分刚刚。 我们能够来到主面前，大部分都是到来的同学或者弟兄姐妹。
And today we have many of our sisters here from mainland China, who are fellowship with us here.
所以我们实在是需要主常常光的带领在我们身上。
So as we can see, truly we need the Lord's light to shine on us.
哦，其实，在圣经里面我们有一些看到一些例子，比如说，就算在使徒行传也有提到，比如说，当时在我们最近读的使徒行传第二章。
Just like we read before in Acts chapter 2.
那事实上，在您往后读的话，你就知道，在后来彼得，后来神就让，因为当时第二章里面所讲到的，当时信主的一些，啊、呃、 大部分都还是犹太人，只是从各国各个地方来的犹太人信的主。
It states here in Acts 2 that many people believe, but as we know, there are really Jewish people from different countries across the world.
但是神的心意事实上，我们知道神的心意不只是仅仅在犹太人的身上，神的心意事实上也在。
We knew that God's plan was not only for Jewish people, but that He had a plan for each one of us who are not Jewish as well.
所以在使徒行传后面我们就知道，后来神就让那个彼得就看一个异象，就看到一个人在他在祷告的时候就看到一个异象。
So that's why later Peter had a vision from God.
他就看到异象，就是说那个有一个天上一块布啊，里面包了很多的一些动物。
And what he saw was that this great, this piece of cloth descended from heaven, and on it were all sorts of animals. And someone told Peter, take and eat.
那彼得就是他纯粹那个犹太那个观念，他觉得说主啊，他主叫他吃，他说主啊，这不能吃，他跟主讲说不能吃。
The Lord told him to eat, but Peter, being a Jewish, practicing Jewish person, he said, oh, this is not kosher, I can't eat it.
所以主说，主所洁净的你就可以吃。
But the Lord told him, what the Lord has made clean, you can eat.
就他上去下来三次就回去了。
And this vision happened three times and then left Peter.
后来主就借着彼得哦来到了一个外邦人，一个百夫长，叫做忘记了，哥林流，好像哥林流。
And so what happened afterwards was that Peter was able to meet a centurion called Cornelius.
就是因为神借着彼得就把福音传给了外邦人。
And it was through Peter then that God spread gospel was spread to the Gentiles.
如果按照彼得他原本来的那个观念，他觉得福音呢，事实上应该只给犹太人。
If it was only according to Peter's thought, he would have felt that the gospel should be only for Jewish people.
但是呢，唯有主让他大开眼界，这个福音不仅仅只有在犹太人，而且是全地的人都要接受的。
But the Lord showed him that the gospel was not only for the Jewish, but for all the peoples of this world.
所以因此神的光对我们很重要。
And that is why the Lord's light is very important.
当我们平常在读经或在跟弟兄姐妹交通的时候，我们常常说求主启示灵多多的在我们身上。
Many times when we study the Bible together, we will often say that may the Lord's spirit of wisdom and revelation.
因为我们读圣经有我们的限制，我们头脑很有限。
Because when we read the Bible, we are often limited.
唯有真的是唯有主启示光在我们身上，我们才有许多事情能够看得清楚。
It is only with God's light that we can see things more clearly.
好，那我想，这是讲到，第二个讲到说，神主耶稣讲说我是世界的光，也是，讲到说是生命的光。
And so we see here.That our Lord Jesus said He is the light of the world, and He is also the light of life.
那这个实在是需要，我想这是在我们在现今，就在我们现今的时代，也很重要，对我们来讲很重要。
I feel this is very relevant to us in today's world.
因为如果我们有启示光在我们面的话，我们真的是常常，就算我们信主之后，我们的那个我们思想，我还受很多的限制。就像我刚才提到，关于大陆弟兄姐妹信主的情形。
Because as we can see, if we don't have the light of Christ, even after we believe, we can often restrict ourselves, restrict our minds, and like I shared before with example.
就像就是圣经也有另外一个例子，就像彼得也是彼得，就像彼得他有一次他跟外邦人吃饭这也是很弟兄姐妹很熟悉的境界。
And we also know that Peter also had this issue when he was eating with Gentiles in Acts.
结果他看到从那个耶路撒冷来的人，从那个雅各来的一群人来到他旁边，他就赶紧就退出来，不敢跟外邦人一起吃饭。
So what happened was Peter was eating with these Gentiles, and suddenly he sees that some Jewish people with James were coming over. So he quickly ran away from these Gentiles.
你要知道，彼得他是一个大有能力。你知道我们刚刚读过《使徒行传》第二章，他站起来讲道的时候，三千人信主。
We know that Peter is someone who is of much conviction and who has great power. When he preached once, 3,000 people believed.
然后后来有五千人信主。
And later on, another 5,000 believed.
但是他一看碰到他原本那个传统的时候，突然间就退缩了。
But as soon as he saw the his own tradition, the Jewish tradition, he started to quiver and to withdraw.
所以你知道我们原本的那个背景或原本的那个传统对我们的束缚是有多大。
So we see here how great and how restrictive our own traditions can be towards us.
所以我们常常在主面前，我们在主面前求主的光，都常常光照我们。
So we truly need to ask God's light to shine in us.
让我们真的能够突破这种在很多的限制。
So we can break through our self-constructed molds that we have.
那这第二个，这我们讲的，不过我本来想要讲七个啦，不过。
I wanted to share all seven, but it seems like my time is almost up.
那这样好，我就把圣经念一下，然后我们下次有时间再分享好了。
So what I'll do now then is I'll read the scriptures for the rest of them, and maybe next time I can share.
那第三个主耶稣讲的就是讲到第十章的第七节，就是说，所以主耶稣对他们说，我实在告诉你们，我就是羊的门。
In John chapter 10, verse 7, it says, Jesus says, Verily, verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep.
那第四个是第十章的十一节。
And the fourth time Jesus says, I am, is in verse 11 of the chapter, where it says,
我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
I am the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.
然后第五个主耶稣讲的是在第十一章的二十五节。
And the fifth I am is in John chapter 11, verse 25.
主耶稣对他说：“复活在我，生命在我，信我的人，虽然死了，也必复活。”
Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
这边其实按照中文来看，好像不是讲说，其实它的原文是，我是复活，我是生命。
So in the original... In the original Bible, it says, I am the resurrection and the life.
那中文是好像有点意思，有一点点的，不是那个跟原文差一点点。它这边中文是翻成说，复活在于我，生命在于我。事实上是我是复活，我是生命。
Now, in the Chinese translation, it really reads, the resurrection and life belong to me. But in the original, it actually means, I am the resurrection and the life.
然后第六个事实上是主耶稣所讲的是在第十四章的第六节。And
the sixth I am is in John chapter 14, verse 6.
这一句话大家都很熟，主耶稣讲说，我就是道路、真理和生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。Everyone
is familiar with this verse. It says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
然后第七个是在第十五章第一节。
And the seventh and final one in John is in John chapter 15, verse 1 and verse 5.
第一节讲说，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
It says, I am the true vine, and my father is the husbandman. In verse 5,
第五节，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们不能做什么。
It says, I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
Yeah, 我想这是主在使徒约翰在约翰福音里面他所显明的一些话语。
I believe that this is what God wants to reveal to John in his gospel.
当然我们晓得约翰福音是很丰富一本书，这只是其中的也许一小部分，因为主多多更多的启示在我们身上。
We know that John truly is a rich, it's a richly filled book, and this is only a small part of it. We just hope that our God can give us more revelation. Hopefully, the next time I share, I can be able to share with you on these other aspects. Let's have a word of prayer before the Lord.
其实我们感谢你，我们实在是知道说，主你是我们的生命的粮。
Lord Jesus, we thank you. We know that you are our bread of life.
主真的是我们的生命，只能因有主而能够得到饱足。
Through you, Lord, we can receive nourishment and satisfaction.
因此我们的心就能够常常喜乐起来，我们灵常常就欢乐起来，我们就能常常能够赞美主。
And because of this, our hearts can be joyful before you, and we could be able to worship you.
所以说，我们也实在是知道你是我们生命的光。
Lord, we also know that you are our light.
主让我们真的里面的生命。 所以因而有主的照亮，让我们能够更多的认识主。
We pray that we can truly get to know you through your light shining on us.
主真求你那私人智慧此事灵多多的光照我们。
May your spirit of wisdom and revelation truly cause us to see.
主让我们在日常生活里面，在教会侍奉之中，或者是各个方面，主耶稣求主继续带领我们。
So that in our daily life, in our walk in the church, and wherever else, that we can follow you.
主让我们这个人真的是我们不是凭着眼见，乃是凭着信心而行。
That we can truly walk by faith and not by sight.
感谢主耶稣。
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
我们这样祷告祈求，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.